When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who called his way to his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. I thought we'd talk about glasses today because I wear them, and other people wear them, and that's cool.
I like my
corrective prescription glasses. They help me see. I am very nearsighted, so they let me see things that are farther than 1 foot from my face.
Hey, me too.
Like video games?
My glasses are the same.
Really, you know, anything more than 1 foot from my face. It gets very fuzzy very quickly.
Like, Jeff, are you at the point too where, like, you can, like, stick your hand out in front of your face without your glasses on, and, like, you can see, like, almost your hand, but, like, your fingers are already getting fuzzy, and then anything past that is just a no-go?
I mean, I've learned what shapes are at this point in time, so I recognize what they are from afar, but there's no distinction. Oh, there could be something on the table, and I would not be able to tell you what any of the things were.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think I'm like at a -8 or something like that.
That's a solid diopter there.
Yeah. Even newer lenses these days are pretty thick for me.
I am pretty lucky in that, like, my prescription is actually not that thick. I just have really bad astigmatisms in both eyes. And so they're very curved. Speaking of glasses, I just dropped mine.
That makes it very difficult to see.
Well, I don't really need to see because I can't see you guys anyways. You're very far away.
Oh. That's true.
Okay.
I think the problem with those glasses that you have that are very strong... Thankfully, they help you function through normal life, but if you were to take them off and clean them on a sunny day, the sun's rays could refract through the lens and start all sorts of fires.
True, because lenses do that. There's really hefty fines for starting fires, even if you do it accidentally.
Especially this time of year. Definitely a no-burn season.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, stick with contacts.
I also have this fear that while I'm wearing my glasses on my face, like, it's going to cause, like, some sort of problem with the sunlight and the lens, and it's gonna, like, ruin my eyes.
More so?
Yeah. I mean, like, they still kind of work right now. They're great for reading my eyes. Seeing far away. Or, like, depth perception, because of the astigmatisms. If I'm not wearing my glasses, everything's really flat, so I run into a lot of walls and fall a lot. Also, at night, same problem, even when I am wearing my glasses. So, like, driving at night is not a great plan, and sometimes walking through, like, a dark space means I fall a lot and run into walls and people and pets. I'm a danger to myself and others.
So how do corrective astigmatism glasses work, Chrissy?
I mean, they're just like a curved lens. So, like, I do have a slight vision normal correction to my glasses as well. But they take and they curve your lens to match the shape of your eye so that it... Because, like, my eyes are... The way that my eye doctor explained it is that my eyes are kind of shaped like footballs. And so they curve the lens to make my eyes see like they're round instead of football shaped. So, yeah, mostly there's just a giant curvature to them.
It's like that Angelina Jolie movie where they bend the bullet, except they're doing it with your eyes.
What?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What movie was that?
The one where they curve the bullet things, or bend the bullet, or whatever.
And that was probably the name of it, Bend the Bullet.
Yeah, Bend the Bullet like Beckham.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
And so your glasses can do that? You can bend things with them? Is that how that works, Chrissy?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could go wrong with that.
My glasses make me a superhero.
Oh, better be careful. We don't want everyone knowing that the glasses do it.
Yeah. Right.
I knew this guy with superhero glasses. His name was Scott. He was a jerk.
Yeah, he definitely did not do a lot for the superheroes with glasses group. Like, he's not a part of the guild, shall we say.
Oh, we shall.
I think what's weird about my glasses is that I will wear them, and then when I take them off, there is this after image of my glasses frames where I'm looking at the world. There's, like, the shadow of where my glasses would be when I'm looking around, because my eyes have gotten used to having the light blocked by where the frames are. Or if I close my eyes when I wear my glasses, I can still see the frame of the glasses in my, you know, the light up parts of the inside of your eyelids that when you close, they look like things.
That's really interesting.
Are you sure you're not just seeing a fourth dimension at this point?
I mean, there's at least four dimensions.
But you can see it.
Sometimes.
But only when your glasses are off.
Did you see They Live?
No.
Okay. It's like that.
That doesn't help.
Try taking off your glasses.
I can't. I'm not wearing them.
Oh.
Sunglasses.
Okay. The big thing that is a problem with sunglasses is that when you wear regular glasses, you have to carry around an extra pair of glasses and switch in and out between your glasses and your sunglasses. And prescription sunglasses are expensive. And vision plans usually only cover one frame and lens a year. And if your eyes change a lot, as mine do, it means you can't really afford sunglasses anyways. So if you want to wear them, you have to get the ones that, like, sit on the outs, like, over the top of your glasses.
You don't go with the darkening lenses?
No. I had those in elementary school, and what can go wrong with those is that you get teased endlessly.
Aww.
I mean, yeah, because they're different. I mean, you're already different because you're wearing glasses, and then your glasses are different because they're weird and they turn colors.
I would have thought that would have made you cool.
No. No. I mean, like, a girl broke mine once because she was like, oh, those are dumb. She broke my glasses.
Oh, jeez.
Because color-changing glasses were weird to her, and kids are jerks. Kids are jerks.
That is legitimately true.
So, you know, sunglasses can cause you years of therapy.
They also protect your eyes from the sun's rays when needed.
True! Do you ever find, though, like, that there's a lot of stress? So, I used to wear contacts, and I can't anymore. But when I did, and I always had sunglasses, I had a lot of stress about my sunglasses of, like, where they were at all times and leaving them places and
if they got scratched.
Like just this constant feeling of like, oh, I'm leaving, like you couldn't leave the house without your sunglasses and then having to find your sunglasses and like the stress of buying sunglasses because there's all of these like things that sunglasses, like they have to look cool is a given. But also they have to like sit on top of my head.
Wait, nicely. how do you see through them then?
Well, I mean, like, when you go inside, like, you just want to, like, you know, flip them up on top of your head.
I mean, sometimes.
Like a little sunglasses hairband. I need them to do that, but my head is giant, so then I have to find, like, giant pumpkin head sunglasses.
Pumpkin heads?
Yeah, or, like, Peanuts head. Like, the giant's Peanuts heads. I have, like, a Charlie Brown head.
Oh, man, my head is shaped like a peanut. It's, long and big, and there's the it narrows in the middle, like right behind my temples. I probably got dropped on a bunch of stuff as a kid or something.
Do you have an hourglass head?
Not quite. I definitely, it's more of a peanut. I think it's why people call me a goober. It's because they unconsciously know the shape of my head.
Oh, I see.
So you probably have a similar thing with, especially like glasses frames, like sight glasses are pretty easy to find frames that they can shape to my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like that they can, you know, bend a little bit out at my temples and like make them fit my bigger head than the average lady. But like sunglasses are just plastic. Like there's no bending though. Like they're just they're buy and wear. No adjusting. And I have a really hard time finding ones that don't squeeze my head. Like they just squeeze it.
my sunglasses head problems are that most of the time I've got two settings. I've got like Ray-Ban Wayfarer clones that are all big and boxy and square, and sometimes they're cool. Or I've got aviators, and I like aviators, but they're also super fragile because they're like skinny little wires, and the ratio of wire to ginormous lenses because of my giant stupid head means that they are prone to basically implosion under their own structural stresses.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
There's sunglasses are just a lot. It's just a lot to consider and deal with and process. It's more than I have, frankly.
All right.
That's why I don't wear them anymore.
Well, I'm glad that everyone's aware now of the structural integrity of sunglasses is paramount. But last topic for the night, one I think everyone will enjoy, 3D or virtual glasses.
Whoa.
I know.
So, 3D glasses have gotten better over the years, thankfully. But like for a really long time for glasses wearers, as I'm sure you're both aware, you had to wear the 3D glasses over your glasses and they didn't like really fit very well. And that has gotten better, but it's still not the most comfortable experience.
It's true. They're still bulky. They tend to fit better, and they're not the red blue kind now. They're the weird interferometered kind or whatever. But they also drop it down a couple notches, and I feel that diminishes some of the detail in the film. Also, if you sit in the wrong spot in the theater, then your eyes aren't quite lined up with where the camera projection is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that blur was a little off. Well, that thing's supposed to be coming at me, but it really looks like it's three things coming out over that other person next to me. And then you try and squick your glasses into the right spot so that they hold just right, and then you're like, why am I holding my glasses? My nose is supposed to do that work for me.
Your nose is letting you down.
God damn it, nose. Cut you off despite my face.
I recommend not doing that.
Yeah, that's not a great plan.
So what do you think about the virtual glasses? The glasses that you can wear and they superimpose things on the world around you?
You mean augmented reality, Jeff?
Yes.
As an early adopter of augmented reality, I like to keep score when I go about my day. And if I accomplish ordinary tasks like brushing my teeth or taking out the garbage or petting the cat, then I can get a high score. It's pretty great.
The game of life.
Yeah. That's a mod you can install.
I'm glad that you're winning.
Oh my gosh. But for real, if the game of life was just like a mod that was in my glasses that I could just see all the time, I would just play life all day, every day, because that game is my favorite. All of these other board games, I mean, they're fine, I guess, but life
has true meaning for you.
The game is just perfection, and I want all of the children. I want all of the money, and I want to win, and I want to do well. And I always make the decision not to go to college, and it's always a good one, and I'm always like, younger Chrissy, why didn't you pay attention when you were playing life? Come on. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you have the bunker now.
Yeah.
Full of all the children.
Bunker full of kids. It's not creepy at all.
Nope, you're not training your minion horde.
You've got to keep them safe.
No, keeping them safe. They're definitely not working.
No, you wouldn't do that. Because
that would be illegal.
It would. But Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells. We're out of time.
Well, I actually really like talking about glasses. So this was good. But like, while you're wearing your glasses, be careful and don't let anybody like punch you in the face, because it really hurts.
And if you do let somebody punch you in the face, make sure that you are wearing glasses that are made out of real glass, so that in your discomfort, you are also hurting your enemy. It's like Aikido.
Remember, if you're wearing contacts, have backup glasses, because every once in a while someone hits you in the face and tears your contacts, and it's the worst. Thanks for listening. Good night.
There's a lot of face punching happening at the end of that.
My dome either, like, everything's fine. I'm going to delete that part.
You okay?
I'm fine. I just... punched my desk.
It happens.